positions in our sky change. Likewise, our vantage point changes a little each day, too, because we're on a planet orbiting the sun. For February 27th, that's Stardate. Today's show was written by Diana Hadley. For the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas at Austin, I'm Joel Block.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
yes, on 90.1, this is Brain Damage, believe it or not, and it's certainly starting off that way. And it's a special show this evening. Brain Damage will be done in New York City, and it will be through the phone here with Eric Corley, Pete Kang, and a lot of other USB staffers, Rod Franza, and we're going to say hello to them right now. Eric, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And very good evening to you and to everyone out there. This is by far the most unusual thing we've done on this program.
Easily.
We have not one but two live remotes going on from New York City, which is where we all are. We have this this thing we call IBS conventions, which happen once a year, Intercollegiate Broadcasting System, I believe is what it stands for. And right now I'm standing in the middle of Penn Station, and I believe we have Pete. Pete, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Pete Kang, and who else is with you?
I'm with Rob Franza, and we're on 34th Street and 7th Avenue.
So you're outside and I'm inside.
Right.
Okay, and we have, we might be getting a hold of some more people in other parts of the city, but right now it's this is who we have. We are going to try to take calls, and I emphasize the word try because this great phone system of ours is not so great. But, Nick, how are things back at the studio?
Very well, under control here. Just had a little bit of a problem getting that third number, which we'll have to discuss, you and I, when we're face-to-face. But so far, so good. I know Ken Corsello, I did try to get through to him. Where is Ken Corsello, Eric, right now?
Ken Corsello is downtown someplace. What he might try to do is call you on another line with another number. I know we were having some trouble getting through to him.
Ken's in the village.
Yeah, he's in the village someplace.
It's very, wherever he was, it seemed as though, well, let's put it bluntly, it seemed as though the phone booth was right next to a PA system, and that's where he
all
was.
All right, so you were able to get through to him?
Yes.
Okay, but he was in the middle of a rock club or something. Yeah, that won't work. I'm in a loud place, and Pete's in a loud place, too. I'm in, down here right by where the Long Island Railroad comes in. And right now the place is kind of empty, but it doesn't stay that way, because all kinds of strange people wander in and out, and I'll describe the scene as best I can as things happen. Right now I see a gentleman who has been arrested being dragged by two policemen. He doesn't look very happy, and the two cops don't look all that happy, although they look happier than he does. I don't quite know what the charge is, but this is the second time I've seen this tonight, and it just keeps happening, you know. It's an amazing place.
New York, New York, it's a heck of a town.
Excuse me?
New York, New York. It's a hell of a town.
It certainly is. Pete, what is anything like that going on by you?
I don't know. I didn't exactly hear what you were saying, but we are on the street, and we have been talking to the people on the street. In fact, me and Rob have been marked as the suckers on the street because we met this one street person named Herman who apparently makes his home on the street. And we took him to heart, and he told us his life story. And, you know, he's a very, very interesting character. He's 38 years old, and he used to be in the Air Force in during the Vietnam War. And he was telling us about his life, and we were talking to him, and we asked him if he would like to participate in the show. He said he wanted a beer. We offered to buy him a hamburger. We bought him dinner. And after we gave him the hamburger, he just left. Rob is talking to him now. He's apparently been unsuccessful in his attempts to solicit monies and other types of sustenance from other people on the street. But Rob is trying to get him to come over here and talk to us. He's a very interesting character.
Now, Pete, I believe that we are trying something rather unique tonight in that we are offering these people small change in exchange for talking on the air. Is that
right.
True?
Right.
I don't think any other radio station has done something like that.
Not to my knowledge, but then I'm not really a radio personnel. Here comes Rob. He just talked to Herman. Let's see what Rob has to say.
Okay.
Come over here, Rob. Tell everybody what's happening with Herman.
Well, Herman, he doesn't feel like talking right now. He's hungry, and he's seeing if he can get something to eat.
So Herman's not going to talk to us.
Excuse me, Eric?
Herman's not going to talk to us.
Well, not right now. If he scores him some more food, he may come over. He said he's talked out, because me and Pete were talking to him for a while, and we were talking for like 20 minutes, and I don't think he feels like talking very much right now.
How much did he get out of you?
Okay, he got some spare change, and then Pete got him a hamburger. Did you get something to drink, Pete?
He didn't want anything.
He didn't want anything to drink.
He wanted a beer, but I didn't want to give him.
Yeah, he wanted beer, but we'd rather give him food than the beer, you know, because he was already had enough beer, I think. So.
Something apparently has just let out here, because I'm down here in Penn Station, and suddenly, as I said a few minutes ago, the place was empty. Now the place is no longer empty. The place is full.
I'd have to verify the same thing's happening on the street, Eric, because about a minute ago it was really pretty quiet, and now the subway seems to be letting out also.
I wonder what just let out or what happened. Is there a concert going on tonight or heavyweight wrestling or something like that?
Or maybe some sporting event. They usually end around this time of the night, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, everyone's coming over here. They're looking at the little train board that lists all the trains coming in. For some reason, the Long Island Railroad announces trains that say no passengers on it. Usually there's a destination like Huntington, Babylon, but sometimes the destination says no passengers. And they actually give a track number for the trains that say no passengers, and they flash a little arrow next to it to, like, advise you to go to that train.
And not get on it?
Uh-huh. Right now, there are four such trains in a row. Like, there's one to Ronkonkoma. One to Huntington, and then four no passengers in a row, and then one to Babylon. And the only trains with tracks announced are the no passenger trains, so everyone is looking kind of...
Eric, could it be the train watching club?
Well, I don't see anyone who looks like they're doing this as a hobby. I see people who look... Well, you know, everyone, when they come to Penn Station, I don't know what it is, but everyone seems to get in a rotten mood.
Yeah.
You know, and I see more cussing and more conflicts here in the last 20 minutes than I've seen probably in quite a long time. As I said, I just saw two people getting arrested.
Is that right?
Excuse me?
Is that right? Two people got arrested?
Two people got arrested, or at least taken off by the cops.
Uh-huh.
And that's the other thing. It's kind of hard to distinguish the cops here. I know there's Long Island Railroad police who look just like the regular New York City police, and then there's the transit police. And,
Eric, Pete would like to know if the cops are wearing white rubber gloves.
They're not. I don't see them doing that now, but that brings up an interesting point.
Uh-huh.
Pete, maybe you'd like to tell the story.
Okay, hold on. Let me give it to Pete.
Okay.
I want to tell you.
Hello?
Hi, Pete. You mentioned the fact of a policeman wearing rubber gloves or white gloves. Maybe you'd like to tell the folks the story of what we saw the other day as far as what the police were doing here in Penn Station.
Yesterday, during the afternoon, we saw a bum in the Penn Station. He was lying on the floor.
Okay. Who's the wise guy here? Someone is paging me. Somebody is paging me at this train station here. It's very embarrassing. Everyone's looking at me now. But go ahead with your story. I'm sorry.
Okay. There was a derelict in the station. He was lying on the floor unconscious, and the policemen, three big policemen, came over. It took three, mind you, to tell this bum to move somewhere else. And, I don't want to call him a bum, but they were all wearing white rubber gloves. You know, I mean, it was as if, you know, they were, like, paranoid that they were going to get some sort of disease or something. I don't know what they're being told at their headquarters, but, you know, it just seems like hysteria to me.
Well, now, if you come by here at this time of night, in fact, I can see it going on right now, there are people, alleged bums, you might call them, you know. I mean, you don't really know if somebody is tackily dressed and sleeping, you know, if ipso facto a bum. But the police, what they do is they walk up and down where the seats are, and they kind of prod people with their nightsticks who look like they're bums and say, get up, get out of here. And it's really, you know, it's rather painful to watch because they're not in the least bit sympathetic about this. And they do it all night long. They just keep, it's kind of a running battle between these people that need a place to sit down and the policemen who for some reason are telling them to go someplace else. We don't know where they go, but it's constantly going on. Last night, I went out with a few people, and we were in a subway station, and instead of seeing the police, we saw the guardian angels literally chasing crack dealers down into the subway tunnels.
Yeah.
And, of course, the guardian angels don't carry weapons, and they're mixed both ethnically and by sex. There are quite a few female guardian angels, and it just seems strange that these civilians, guardian angels, were the ones chasing the drug dealers while all these big, huge police are all around here prodding bums out of chairs. It seems very strange, and I always wonder about that when I come here.
I don't know.
I should add at this point that this place is incredibly crowded now. people are running every which way. No one really seems to know what they're doing. I believe the train to Huntington has just been announced, and everyone's kind of running over to that track.
Yeah, it's pretty busy up here, too. There are a lot of young people, young adults, walking around. I don't know where they're going to.
Well, why don't you snag one of them and see what they're coming from?
You want to snag a young adult and ask where they're coming from? Okay, Rob is going to do the soliciting. Here you go.
Okay, find out where they're coming from.
This is always very exciting, Eric. I just wanted to interject here.
People are treating him, even though Rob is a very sharply dressed young man tonight, people are blowing him off as if he were begging for money. I don't know what the deal is, but maybe if he were wearing some sort of badge, it would...
Excuse me, sir. Get
that!
Well, it sounds like you're putting your lives in your hands over there. At this point, let's remind the folks what we're doing. We are broadcasting the program Brain Damage as usual, except we're doing it in a different way this week. Nick Capozzi is in the studios over at the State University at Stony Brook. Say hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick. I'm sorry.
And this is Eric Corley. I'm in Penn Station for some God-known reason. I'm not taking a train or anything. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just in the city, and I decided Penn Station was the most interesting place to be. Pete and Rob are up on the street, I believe on 8th Avenue.
Yeah, right? I'm on 34th Street and 7th Avenue, and Rob has just found out from one of the passers-by what the big event is. Apparently in Madison Square Garden, they had one of those monster truck shows where, they have these big, big trucks crashing into and destroying all sorts of other trucks and other types of objects. I mean, Rob just talked to one person. Why don't you ask him what's going on here, Rob?
Well, yeah, as Pete just told you, there's a one of those demolition derbies in the garden. I guess they fill up the garden with dirt, reminiscent of filling up the Colosseum with water and putting boats and having miniature naval battles in ancient Rome. Well, as everybody who has cable TV knows, they do the same thing in major sporting arenas. And just think, it just ended, and we were on the phone as it was happening with cars, old 67 Chevys being crushed by tires that I could probably fit inside the tread of. Is that amazing, Eric?
That's incredible. I had no idea such a thing was going on so close.
Yeah, well, people are walking out with sweatshirts, and they seem to be all... A lot of people have a piece of cardboard. It's almost like with a some type of boomerang pasted onto the back, and, like, it's weird, because half the people on the sidewalk are carrying one of these things. I really don't know what it is at this point, but Pete just flagged a couple of people down here, so we may get some live action.
Eric.
Oh, okay, I don't see any pieces of cardboard here. I see people carrying Sunday Times.
Eric, we may have some, we have someone calling in. Perhaps we can conference them in, or do you want to hang on for that?
Let's try to request some people, see how they do.
It's a boomerang, Eric.
We'll try to take some phone calls.
Oh.
Could you hold on a sec?
Okay.
I think they asked us to hold on for a second. Fine. Things are getting increasingly noisy here as people are...
The guy says it was good. Thanks a lot.
It was good. Okay, well, that's the official word there.
It is a kind of boomerang.
A boomerang?
Eric?
Yeah.
We have two gentlemen who are at the truck show, and they're going to tell you all about it.
Okay, go
ahead.
Tell
me your name. Saturday! Monster trucks! It's war, Bigfoot Excalibur!
Here's my friend.
Yeah, you want
to... Obviously, a lot of neurosurgeons go there, Eric.
What happened there, I guess? You summed it up pretty well.
It sounds that way.
But, you know...
Well, it's about 10:30 now. Is that correct, Nick?
Right on the head, Eric. Right on the head.
Okay, well, you see, what they did here was, for some reason, maybe I didn't notice it before, but they seem to have installed these digital clocks everywhere in Penn Station. It was always frustrating before, not knowing what time it was when you were in the middle of a train station. Now it's not so hard. You can just look at the digital clock, and usually it's right.
Very helpful.
Now, do you want to try to take some phone calls now?
Sure. Now, how do we do this? We put some music on here, or do we just...
Well, I think we can go right into it if you're clear on those 17 pages of instructions that I left as far as how to use these phones here.
Okay,
on the old phone system, it was easy. We would just press down two buttons at the same time. On this new system, you have to sort of enlist the help of a computer.
Okay, well...
It's not the easiest thing in the world. Nick, if you're confident with that, we can go ahead. Otherwise, we can go into music and then come back.
Okay, let's go to shot. I got some music on here in case it doesn't work. So,
okay. Let's get out the phone number, 632-6901.
Eric?
Yeah, Pete.
We've got another person here who just came out of the truck show. Here, he's going to talk now. What's
okay, talk to the person about the truck show.
Great.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Homer Vasquez.
Excuse me?
Homer Vasquez.
Okay, well, tell us about the show.
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, Bigfoot came on, Excalibur, and these monster trucks, and Virginia Beach Beast came on, and it was wild.
How long have you been into monster trucks?
Oh, I've been in it for about 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah, and... I just went there to see the twin-engine Midnight Express.
Uh-huh.
It was the rowdiest. I mean, it was the loudest. My ears are ringing.
Yeah,
at this moment, you know?
Now, these boomerangs that have now made it down here to Penn Station, I see them everywhere. What exactly are they?
Excuse me?
These little circular orange boomerangs, it looks like. Are they from your show?
Yeah.
What are they?
Yeah, Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get that question again. Are you talking about the Orange Blossom Special?
I guess so. What is that?
Oh, it's like, it's a wheelie truck. It's a wheelie king, you know?
Uh-huh.
He did a pull, and he just wheeled his way, and it was awesome, you know? It's loud.
Wow, well, how long did the show go on for?
Excuse me?
How long did the show go on for?
Oh, it went until, started at 7:30, and it just ended about 5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, about 10:30 it ended, And there was a contest between Excalibur and Bigfoot, and can you believe Excalibur Chevrolet fans? They won.
How do you win?
They had some car crushing, and the highest jumper won, so that was Excalibur. Bigfoot lost, and they had a drag race. They went from corner to corner. That's about 150 feet, and the track. And going over the trucks, and Excalibur took that. He won also. And people just said, in overall, how many wanted to Bigfoot win? And a lot of people booed. How many wanted Excalibur to win? And Excalibur just took over. He dominated all the way.
So it's democracy.
Right, yeah. So we Chevrolet fans, you know, right now we're pretty happy because Bigfoot, you know, he's kind of overrated. You know, he's too popular.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we want an underdog. Something like Excalibur to win now, you know, to take over.
When was the last time something like this happened in New York?
Excuse me?
When was the last time an event like this took place in New York?
Summer Nationals, I guess, 1987.
Uh-huh.
But they've been on tour for a while now. I haven't been it for the past year and a half. 1 year I haven't been there. But I followed up on ESPN, so, you know, on TV. I watched TNT Redman pulling series, and it's pretty fun.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to say to folks on Long Island?
Long Island, okay. It was a great show, and we love you here. Okay.
Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
Let's give out the phone number one more time. Pete, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. It's a lively scene, and I have another phone number for you. It's the number for WIBS, which is sort of like the We Are the World concept in college radio. It's like all these different college radio stations tipping in and doing radio, basically.
Well, now, is there somebody who is sober who can talk to us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Matt Mankiewicz is running over there, I can still see him running by. He's sprinting over there. He's going to...
So he's going to answer the phone over there when we make it ring.
I'm sorry?
He's going to answer the phone over there if
he
we make it ring.
He will answer the phone at all times. I'll give you the number right now, Nick. Are you listening, Nick?
Pete, my ears are pricked up.
Okay, the number is, of course, area code 212 for New York City, 736-5000.
Okay.
And you'll get the hotel operator, I guess, and you ask her for extension 8595. And you'll hear Matt Mankiewicz there, and he'll be on the scene interviewing all these college radio stations from all over the country, all over the universe. It's absolute pandemonium here in New York City. France is going wild. Oh, my God.
It's always pandemonium here.
Oh, my.
Pete, up there on what is it, 7th Avenue?
I'm on 7th Avenue and 34th Street along with Rob Franza.
Okay, and I'm down here in Penn Station with a whole mess of people that are doing everything from eating yogurt to staring at each other to watching the police drag bums away. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible sight.
I have to report an emergency vehicle. It's heading down 33rd, but of course that's not a strange sight in New York City, certainly not. I expect to see tons of those vehicles passing by, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, you weren't interrupting at all. Let's just give out the phone number and see if we can get any calls in. Area code 516-632-6901. Test our abilities and see if we can actually talk to you from New York City. And you can talk to us about New York City or about anything else that's on your mind.
There's plenty to talk about, definitely.
We certainly do. Nick, are there any calls coming in?
Yeah, we got two people here awaiting. We should let's give it a shot here. I'm feeling that Olympic feeling.
Okay, Nick, do you know how to bring them into the conversation?
I believe, now this is a little technical, but Eric, I just want to clear this up. I'd rather do this than glitch on the air. I would press pick the number and then flash star 4. Okay, let's give it a shot then.
Okay, good luck.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, would you hi, would you like to talk on the air?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
Hang on. Okay, let's see what we got here, Eric.
Okay, what do we got?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, are you in New York City right now?
Well, I'll talk a little bit louder.
Are you in New York City right now?
We are in New York City. I'm in Penn Station, and my cohorts are upstairs, outside, on 7th Avenue.
I know you were talking about the bums that were on the street that you were giving money to.
The alleged bums.
Yes. Well, I was just in New York City with a school field trip, and my, we were in Penn Station because we were going to the ice capades. There were so many bums, it was amazing. It was a corridor of all bums laying on the side, or the alleged bums.
Well, what is your point?
And one jumped out to me, almost ripped off my shirt and said, please give me some money or food. Please, oh please. I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything, but it's kind of piggish.
Uh-huh.
Fascinating, Eric.
But, and really, I think the place needs to be cleaned up.
You at the drug show?
I think you're Mooney, man.
What's up, Pete?
No, Rob is trying to solicit people on the street to talk on the phone, but, I mean, he's a well-dressed, dapper young man, but I think they're suspicious that he's a Mooney or something like that.
Uh-huh.
They're just, like, walking by him and ignoring him completely. But here he goes. He's trying to solicit some crazy bag lady who's just been kicked out of a hamburger joint, but she's very irate. She's throwing beverages all over the place and walking off in a rage and yelling. Rob's trying to talk to her, and she's blowing him off as well.
Well, I hope she doesn't take a shotgun to him or something, because those kind of things happen around here all the time.
Well, Rob is working really hard. Oh, well, I think he's convincing somebody, talking to somebody. They're looking at us, they're smiling, and they're leaving. They don't want to do it.
Well, that's probably best for everyone. Now, Pete, were you able to hear the caller at all?
No, I heard the caller, and, wait. We have a young lady here, and we have a, Okay, we have a young lady here who wants to talk on the radio.
Okay, put her on.
Okay. Do you want to talk on the radio? Okay. Just say who you are and what you're doing right now.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
What's your name?
My name is Shari.
Where are you from?
I'm from Huntington.
From Huntington? You're a Long Islander.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of WUSD?
Well, you know, my mother listens to it.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean, Eric?
I haven't really heard of it, but I hear it's great.
Well, maybe she's listening to you right now.
I hope so.
And what are you doing in the city on this fine night?
At this time, I'm looking for something to eat. We just got out of the truck tolls.
You did?
Uh-huh.
And what did you think of it?
I thought it was great. Excalibur definitely kicked, you know.
Uh-huh. is this the first one of those events you've gone to, the monster trucks?
Excuse me?
Is this the first monster truck event you've gone to?
No, I've been to one at NASA Coliseum a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I love it.
Uh-huh. I'm kind of confused as to what exactly goes on during these events. Do the trucks just sort of crush other cars? Or how does it work?
Well, they sit there and they pull that big thing with the Budweiser. And then Excalibur and Bigfoot, they race. And everything. Excalibur won because it's a Chevy, of course, and they're great.
Uh-huh.
Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are.
Can I say something?
It depends what it is.
I just want to say that I love Jay Zermy.
You do? Okay, well, that's very nice. So make sure we pass that alone somehow.
Do you want to talk to somebody else?
If there's someone else there, we'd love to.
Yeah, there's somebody else. Hold on.
Eric, I love the insights of the people in New York City.
Hello, who's this?
What's that?
Who's this?
This is Jay Vermey.
Hello, Dave. You're on WUSB right now.
Oh, that's an honor.
Do you have anything to say to the folks?
I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise right here.
Yes, there's a lot of noise everywhere right now. Do you have anything to say to our listening audience?
Well, the Chuck Show was very good. I enjoyed it very much. I'm in here with my date tonight.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a pretty good time. I love New York. I love Long Island. I love the guy, you know, you guys for doing this.
Uh-huh.
It's really a good time.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that you guys can continue with what you're broadcasting, because I really enjoy it.
Oh, you have listened to us before?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, I think that's really amazing to be able to find people walking down the streets of New York City who know our radio station.
Yeah, I have heard you.
It gives me kind of a lump in my throat right now.
I'm sorry?
It gives me a real lump in my throat to hear people say that they know about us. That's really hard.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah. Now, how often do you come into New York?
I'm sorry?
How often do you come into the city?
Oh, I come once in a while just to see some Broadway shows. I come in to see what's going on at the garden,
uh-huh.
Like I did tonight. But I particularly love the truck bulls that I went to see tonight. I really enjoyed them a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I had a good time, and me and my day here tonight, we had a good time.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice to see you guys out here trying to make a couple points for your radio station. I think it's really good.
Uh-huh. Well, did you come in by train?
I'm sorry?
Did you come in by train?
Yes, we did. We came in by train, and we have to catch the train shortly hereafter.
Which train will you be catching? I'm looking at a train board right now. I'm downstairs in Penn Station.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're going to catch the train shortly. I don't know. I don't know what we have to catch.
Where are you going?
We're going to Huntington.
We're going to Huntington?
Yes.
Hold on a second. I can go check the schedule for you.
Okay.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to thank Eric Corley for being so kind as to check that out in Huntington.
Well, am I still on?
I believe you are. Yes, you are still on.
It's like running. You can get a train in 4 minutes.
12 minutes?
Yeah, I got the train leaving in 4 minutes to Huntington.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, but you'd have to run.
Okay.
I think it's on track 13, but don't
worry. Right, I'm going to leave this line open, okay?
Excuse me?
I'm going to leave this line open.
Well, hopefully the people are still there that gave you one.
Okay.
Just give it back to them.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that caller? Is that caller still on the phone?
Okay, here's your friend there.
Who do we have here?
Thank you.
Bye.
Sherry.
Bye, Sherry. Okay. Oh, you didn't know him?
I
didn't
know I did.
Oh. I thought these two knew each other.
I know.
Oh, okay. No, they know each other. Okay, forget it.
Hey, what's going on?
We've got Herman back. Talking to Herman. And Herman's considering the possibility of perhaps doing some live college radio. He's pondering it, but he's thinking really hard.
Well, I guess over the next hour and 15 minutes, we will find out if Herman ever decides to come onto the radio.
Well, yeah, I don't know if me and Rod can take the cold for that long, because it is sort of cold out here.
Yeah, you guys are outside. I don't know quite how you're doing it, but I hope you're bundling up.
Yeah, we're outside, but, you know, I don't know. Have we finished talking to the young man who we were talking to?
Is somebody still on the phone line?
Yes.
Okay, he's still there. Is there anything else you had to say? Because we'd like to go to some other calls.
No, but I wanted to point out one thing. These people that are laying on the streets, I mean, it's not like they don't get any money. They get their unemployment or welfare, like $200 a week. So it's not like they can't buy food or anything. They probably just use it on drugs and stuff.
Well, no, I think what you get on unemployment doesn't really amount to all that much. I mean, I'm not all that well versed on the subject.
What was the question?
Well, it was actually a comment that these homeless people that we were discussing before get money from unemployment, and it really should be enough to support them.
Let me ask Herman. Should I ask Herman?
That might be a good idea. Let's ask Herman.
Herman is
he is somebody who's out on the street right now, and he's asking for lots of money. Asking a lot of people for money, I guess.
Herman verifies that he is on Social Security. He gets a check.
How much does he get? If he doesn't mind us asking, how much is it?
Do you know how much he gets? He's going to show us his check, I think. He's pulling something out of his jacket.
Pulling something out of his jacket.
He's got a... It's not a weapon. It's an envelope, and Rob's taking it out.
That's a bad thing to do with Pete Kang there.
From the Veterans Administration. Yeah, I'll read the letter. It says, Herman C. Chess, we cannot grant your claim for disability benefits. Your disability was incurred under circumstances which prohibit payment of benefits. The evidence does not establish that your disabilities are severe enough to prevent substantially gainful employment. If your disabilities increase in severity so that they prevent your engaging in substantially gainful employment, send in medical evidence and a completed VA form 21-527 at that time. Please be certain to enter your name and VA file number shown above on all evidence or forms submitted. So, what is Herman?
That sounds like a check.
You're not getting money from the VA?
No.
But who are you getting? Are you getting any checks from, like, the Social Security or unemployment?
Yeah, Social Security.
Social Security? Do you mind if we ask you how much you get?
No,
that's great. Okay. Herman doesn't want to discuss the amount. He says it's personal.
Well, I'd like to ask...
But he does get an amount.
I'd like to ask the caller this. How much do you think is enough?
I don't think, I know they don't give enough, but it's not, we shouldn't feel like they have, like, 60 cents. I mean, I've seen a lot of people using drugs and stuff.
What disability did you claim? It says you claim disability.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, you're talking over the caller. We can't hear him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, would you repeat yourself, please?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm talking to the caller.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like they're getting like 60 cents or they're just begging for money.
People should know what's going on, seriously, you know?
People doesn't seem to be able to understand us. Nick, are you still there?
I'm here.
Are we getting more calls?
At the moment, no. There were people calling in. I would assume that if they're still listening, they'll want to call back at 632-6901.
And we'll see if we get any more calls. We can keep on discussing this or go to another subject.
And if Mr. Radio is listening, I want you to call in.
You want Mr. Radio to call in?
Yes.
Most people don't say that.
But I know.
Mr. Radio did have a big full-page story in Newsday this week. He might be too important to talk to us now, you know?
The press is a terrible thing.
It certainly is. Are taking advantage of society or being victimized by society. And you can walk around Penn Station and mull that over quite a bit because there's certainly a lot of examples to point to. Again, our phone number, 632-6901, area code 516.
Okay, Rob is hard at work. He has just solicited a young woman off the street who wants to talk on the phone.
Okay. We don't want to hear about what Rob is doing.
Hello? Okay, why don't you tell them what your name is and what you're doing here, okay?
Okay. Hi, my name is Emily Harris.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And what brings you into the city today?
Well, I went to see the monster trucks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Have you gone to see them before?
No, this is my first time.
And what did you think?
Well, I liked the funny cars best.
Because
in the beginning it kind of took too long for them to clear the field and everything all the time between each truck's pull.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I liked like the Orange Blossom truck was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And I liked the Midnight Express and Excalibur. They won the big one, the monster truck thing.
Nick, I'd like to ask you something back in the studio. I haven't really given you a chance to ask any questions about this monster truck business. Is there anything you'd like to know about it? Because I don't think we'll ever have so many experts on the subject again.
I'd say, Eric, just this information that I'm getting right now is knocking my socks off. And I'm quite honestly, I really don't know what to say. I'm as choked up as you are about that caller before with the WUSB. You know, they say that New York City isn't full of culture. How wrong people are.
Uh-huh. Well, there certainly was culture here tonight, a cultural event, the monster trucks. And this was your first...
Hello?
Yes.
What's going on?
What happened to the person?
I don't know. She just, like, gave me the phone. She didn't, I guess... Oh, she thought she was finished, Eric. Was she finished?
Yeah, she's pretty much finished, I guess.
What?
She's pretty much finished.
At such a young age.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
It's incredible the way you're snagging people on the street like that.
Rob is terrific, man. What a great salesman. He's a dapper-looking young man. I don't think anybody can turn him down. I feel bad for, like, allocating all the responsibility of this towards him, but he's really enjoying it. He's indicating to me, and you can tell by the big grin on his face.
Nick, do we have any calls?
At the moment, no. Again, the number is 632-6901, and we can get you on there and can talk to Eric and Rob and Pete in the heart of New York City.
No calls yet, eh?
Not at the moment. We're waiting for those red lights to blink on and off.
Okay, you still
there? An update on the Herman situation. Herman, the derelict we were talking to, he's going in and out of the same, like, five restaurant establishments and getting kicked out of all of them. He seems like to be developing a pattern, and then he comes back to us and...
So he's sort of making the rounds, eh?
Yeah, he's making rounds. It's like basically he has to work, and we're taking his time up, really.
Uh-huh. Well, I said it was crowded here before, and I said it was very crowded, but it has never been as crowded as it is right now. I'm literally pressed against the phone by the amount of people that are here. I guess there's a number of trains that will be leaving soon that have the tracks announced, but... It's pretty crowded here in the middle of Penn Station. A lot of the usual turmoil going on. A lot of these people getting out of the
bus. Hold on. We've got some people. Where are you?
Looks like we have some more people.
Oh, we got some New Jersey people here who are in New York, and they want to tell. Why don't you tell who you are?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. What's your name?
Denise.
Where are you from?
Stanhope, New Jersey.
You came in.
Anna.
What did you come in for tonight?
The truck show.
And what did you think of it?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who won?
Huh?
Who won?
Excalibur won against Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
And I forget who else won.
Uh-huh.
The little orange buggy.
And
am I in the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi.
Do you have anything to say? Do you know anybody on Long Island?
Do I? No, I don't.
Well, that's where we're broadcasting to.
Oh, do I know anybody in Long Island? Hello, Howie!
Hi,
Grandma!
Go ahead.
I want everybody to go to House of Aquarius Waterbed! Are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Do you have a waterbed?
I don't myself, no.
I want to go to House of Aquarius Waterbed.
Well, we don't advertise on the air.
I'm sorry.
We're a non-commercial radio station. But
what?
We're non-commercial, so we don't do that kind of thing.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anybody else want to say goodbye? They have some metal shirts. You should have came out to see the doctor.
Really, Eric, that's what you should have done tonight, is seen the trucks.
I'm sorry, Nick, what were you saying?
You really should have canceled this and watched the truck show.
I should have gone to the truck show. You're right about that. I don't know what came over me. Well, actually, I didn't even know there was a truck show, to tell you the truth. There was also some kind of a Star Trek convention in the very hotel we're staying at, and I didn't know about that either.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's no good.
No, that's no good at all, but, you know...
You tell your boss you want the day off next time there's a truck show.
Yeah, I'll have to arrange that. I cannot believe the number of people that are here in Penn Station right now. This is incredible. How are you getting back to New Jersey?
I'm driving. Well, my boyfriend's driving. We drove in.
Uh-huh.
Michael. And then she...
Well, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, my God. Pandemonium from New Jersey. They're coming from all over just to see this truck show. I don't know what the big attraction is personally, but...
Well, I guess you have to experience it to know.
Perhaps something that we should try out. Wait, Rob is soliciting some young woman.
I hope you got somebody that hasn't gone to this truck show. I'm getting kind of tired of talking about the truck show, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm with Eric.
We're going to have a two-year-old child talking on the phone. Perhaps the first in radio history, live in New York. And
it's Jim Calagiri.
All right, he's a young boy, 2 years old, named Eric, and he was at the truck show also. I don't know if he can reach the phone, because it's like one of those pay phones that's pretty high up. And,
well, Pete? Pete,
his mother is carrying Eric up to the phone, and Eric's going to have a couple of comments on the radio, on the truck show. Go ahead, Eric.
Who are we talking to?
Eric, how'd you like the truck?
Would you like the truck?
Hello?
I told you he wouldn't say anything. Hello?
Hi, who are we talking to?
This is Marie Negron. That was my son on the phone.
Ah,
he was opening his eyes real wide.
And you took him to see the truck show?
Yes, I did. He loved it.
Wow. Well, only 2 years old, and he's getting exposed to quite a few interesting things at his age.
Yeah, I know. I took him out to see, Disney on Ice?
Uh-huh.
He didn't like it at all. He ran down to the stage and had me running after him. But this here, he was really good.
Yeah?
He was really good. He sat there the whole thing going, ooh, wow, woo. It was great. It was really great.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
I was raised in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you think of New York City overall?
Overall, it's all right. Kind of dangerous, though.
Yeah?
There's too much muggins,
too much
drugs out here. It's a shame. Such a beautiful city, that's such rotten people.
We were talking about the homeless people before. Do you have any feelings on them?
Yeah, they should do something about the homeless people, because at one point I didn't have a place to go myself.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't go to any of the shelters.
How did you solve your problem?
Excuse me?
How did you solve your problem?
How did I solve my problem? Believe it or not, my ex-husband helped me out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, believe it or not, he helped me out. And now I have an apartment, so, you know, I really feel sorry for those people. I really think the city should do something about them.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Do you think the problem's getting worse?
Excuse me?
Do you think it's getting worse?
I can't hear you.
Do you think it's getting worse?
Yes, it is getting worse.
Okay.
It is getting worse.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us, and good luck in the future. Say hi to your son for me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Eric, we have a phone caller, Eric. Shall we put him on?
Where are you guys from?
Oh,
we've got some Staten Islanders here.
Oh, no.
As you can hear here.
Pete?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Joseph, Stretch, from Staten Island.
How you doing?
Fine.
You're on the radio in Long Island. You have anything to say to people from Long Island?
Do I have anything to say to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're cool people.
Yeah, because my grandfather comes from Long Island.
Yeah, what part?
Astoria.
That's Queens.
Yeah.
Well, I guess technically it's Long Island.
Yeah.
See, I guess you guys went to the truck show too, eh?
But we like Staten Island better.
Choo-choo!
Uh-huh.
Staten Island! Caliball blew it away!
Okay, well, we want to thank you for talking to us.
Okay.
Take care, then.
Okay, here he is.
Hey, Joe.
Pete.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah, is this Pete?
Yeah, I knew the Excalibur blew it away. I wanted a free dinner from this girl.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bigfoot wasn't too good this year.
Boy, thank God, Bob.
You know, Eric.
Okay, that's fascinating. Thanks for talking to us.
I think Bigfoot stinks.
You know, Eric, they say that people don't have anything to say anymore.
Okay.
Can
you put Pete back on, please?
Hey, someone here.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, Eric, we lost our phone caller. Oh, no, he's back again now. He's back.
Hey. Well, I want to give up the number a couple more times while I try to get through to Pete.
Okay.
Hi, it's Matt.
Matt, who's this? This is Matt?
Huh?
And where are you from?
Oh, this is Matt Nyquist, the sports director. Remember me?
Oh, where'd you come from?
Huh?
How'd you get on our phone?
Well, I'm standing here with Pete and Rob.
Ah, okay.
Great. We got some phone callers here, Eric.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones.
Okay.
Matt, could you put Pete back on?
Sure.
I'd like to talk to him for a second.
Okay, here we go with the phone call here.
Nick, can you hold off on the phone for a second?
Oh, okay, sure. No problem.
I want to talk to Pete. Hello, Pete. Oh, Mr. Pete.
Hello.
Pete, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Pete, no more of these truck people, please.
Okay, Rob is soliciting some people who actually
work at the truck show, which is amazing. We have some phone callers.
Oh, we do have phone callers.
And we want to go to them, and we want to stop talking about these trucks.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't mind.
It's like the happening thing right now.
It certainly is, but you got to understand all of these is on Long Island, and they're probably there for a reason. So let's go to the phones. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay, let's give it a whirl here. Press some buttons, and
Pete, we're on the air.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Okay, do we have a caller?
Hello, Eric.
Hi, who's this?
It's Mike. How you doing?
Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing?
Okay, where are you at?
Mike Uhas.
Yeah.
Mike Uhas. Well, how about that? We have two people in New York City. Well, actually, three people in New York City. I'm in Penn Station right now.
You're doing your show.
Pete and Rob are up in the street on 7th Avenue. And where are you?
I'm in California.
You're in California?
Yes,
I'm
how
about that?
I am in Santa Clara, California.
From California is calling.
This is so 80s.
We got calls from California. Mike, what are you doing in California?
I'm out here on a business trip.
You're what?
On a business trip.
On a business trip.
That's right.
Well, I bet you didn't expect to get us all spread out like this. We're doing a special remote because the radio station convention took place this weekend, and since we found ourselves all over New York City, we figured we'd do the program for New York City this week. And we're running into quite a few interesting people. There was some kind of a monster truck event, and everybody's sort of getting out of that now. We're talking to all these people who seem to be into monster trucks. On in Penn Station, watching all kinds of bizarre things go on. You know, police and thieves and all that kind of stuff.
Eric, what station are we listening to?
Excuse me?
What station are we listening to?
You're listening to WUSB.
Stony Brook. Thank you. Thank you.
That's right. It's about 11:02, I believe.
Eric?
Yeah, Pete.
We have four young high school ladies on the right here on the street. They aren't coming from the truck show. They're just hanging about here. Let's find out what they're doing.
Pete is such an animal.
I better not talk about the trucks, though.
Hi, Isaiah.
Hello? Hello, who's this?
This is Keith, Casey, in the place to be.
Hi there, how are you?
Huh?
Hey, what brings you here tonight?
What?
What brings you to this part of the town tonight?
Well, I'm just hanging out with my friends.
Uh-huh.
Kelly.
And what are you doing?
We're just running around, you know. We was going to the movies.
Uh-huh.
But we couldn't get in.
Why couldn't you get in?
Because it was a long line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you going to do now?
We got to eat.
Uh-huh.
We're all hungry.
Well, that makes sense. Then if you're hungry, you should definitely do that.
Yeah.
So do you know anybody on Long Island?
What happened?
Do you know anybody on Long Island?
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything to them?
If what?
Do you want to say anything to the people on Long Island?
Yeah. I want them to hold on. My friends want to say something.
Pete said they were in high school. Perhaps they're in ninth grade, Eric.
Yes. What's your name? Hello?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Sparkle.
And where are you from?
I'm from New York, the Bronx.
Uh-huh. And what are you folks doing tonight?
Excuse me?
What are you folks doing tonight?
We're just having fun. That's my friend, Casey. She's on the phone. That's how.
Uh-huh.
That was my friend.
Well,
just,
you know,
I guess.
You're on the radio in Long Island right now. Is there anything you want to say to the folks there?
Yeah.
What's up?
They want to say a little wrong, so.
Hi, Mike. I can still hear you.
I'm still here.
Eric?
Yes.
We've got these girls on the street. They're quickly working on the rhyme that they're going to do. A little street performance, you know, a little sideshow here. They're working on the rhyme. It's going to be exciting. They're brainstorming right now.
Pete, let me interrupt you for a second.
Okay.
Susan has arrived. I don't know how she got here, but here she is at Penn Station. Susan, why don't you say something?
I was getting picked up in downtown New York.
Yay!
For you gentlemen to get in touch with me. Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm on 7th Avenue.
You're on 7th Avenue?
Yeah, we've got some women here, high school women, and they're hanging out, and they're making up a rhyme, and they're brainstorming, and they're going to come over here. Are you guys ready yet?
Hello, Susan.
Are you guys ready?
I was downtown. I was down at this really cool bar down in, what was it, between 21st and 20th? Cadillac Bar, gigantic place. And it was... Hi, Mike, you have?
Hi, Susan, how are you?
How are you doing?
God, you sound like you're in California.
Well, I am.
Wow, you sound so far away.
Ready? Are you ready to go? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a rhyme ready. Okay, go ahead. Here we go.
This is all the people out in Long Island. I'm new in town, so get up and down. I got the fresh new rhymes and the funky sound that you will like. We're sure delight, because what's my name? Sparkle.
Ooh.
All right. That's rhyme.
From New York City.
That's rhyme number one. We've got some more ladies here, and they're ready to brainstorm as well. It's like the... Hello?
Hey, what are you doing, a talent show?
Hey, Pete.
We're doing a street talent show. It's amazing. And,
hey, Pete.
It is a brainstorming, but where are you, Sue?
Well, now I'm in Penn Station. I've been, like, pretty much
all over Midtown Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
I had a pretty good time. We went to this Persian restaurant, and no one spoke English. It was very cool. And then we went to this bar, and that was pretty cool, too. They had they were writing, it was like graffiti all over the bar.
So, are you 21 years old?
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. They pushed me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they pushed me.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, you know.
The prices were outrageous.
I hate to hear about these people who are being lenient and serving people under 21.
Oh, yes, I agree.
In this great nation of ours.
Easy, Pete.
I agree, yeah. Anyhow, what was I telling you? Oh, the prices were a little steep, so we kind of had to leave. But it was cool, and I wrote on the wall. I wrote site of WUSB remote, and I wrote the date. It was cool. Of course, it didn't work, but that's another story. Anyhow, let me give it back to Eric. And you come up with another talent show of some sort. All right?
We've got another talent here. They're all set to go. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, Pete, I'm here.
Hey, Nick, is the tape running? Because this is going to be great.
Pete, the tape is running, and I know you should... Pete, let me just say, you should not be soliciting high school girls. I'm sorry.
This is live entertainment, man. We're from New York City right now, and this is live. This is wild. We just asked these high school women, and they're getting ready. And any second now, they're going to come up with this great rhyme. We're still waiting.
let me put Mr. Brain Damage on. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan. This is Eric back here again. We're both down here in the middle of Penn Station.
Hey, Mr. Brain Damage.
Hello, Mr. Uhas from California.
Hey,
how are you?
I don't want to hold this up anymore, so I'm just going to say goodbye.
Well, we didn't get a chance to ask you what's new with you. Mike Uhas, of course, a noted USB DJ of past years, and occasionally you pop up on the airwaves.
Yes, very
with strange. No warning whatsoever.
I spoke to Barry Reagan today.
You spoke to Barry Reagan, old news director of USB.
Yes, I was in his town here in Stockton, California.
Uh-huh.
And he says hello to everybody.
Barry Reagan says hello to everybody.
Yes.
So
I'm going to say goodbye to everybody.
Shevardnadze.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, Brother Nick.
Take care. Thanks, Michael. Be good.
Okay, Peter. Cheerio.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Telephone number, 632-6901.
Eric, we got another one.
Maybe Nick, you could repeat that in case it didn't come over too well over the telephone.
We got another one if you want to put them on.
We have other phone calls?
Yes, indeed.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you asking me a question?
No, Pete, we're not asking you anything. We're going to try to
hear what's going on.
Pete, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
We're going to try to take some phone calls now, so please, no more people from the street.
Okay, wait. We've got these people. They're getting ready. It's going to be exciting. This is going to be the last one. It's going to be a live performance on Brain Damage, and perhaps, you know, like the first time on history we've had live rhyming.
Will this be ready soon?
I don't know. Let's find out. Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
Such a well-oiled
machine.
Oh, man.
They're close. They look
okay.
Real close.
We'll go to them in about 5 minutes then, okay?
Okay.
Now let's go to the phones.
Okay, here we go. Whoops. Sorry about that, kids. Made a little mistake here. Let's try that again.
Okay.
As we press numbers here.
Hello.
Hello. You want to go on the air?
Yeah, I would love to go on the air.
Okay.
Mr. Radio.
Yes, indeed. My goodness, we've been waiting for you. Hang on. Okay, we have Mr. Radio on the line, Eric.
Mr. Radio is on the line. Hello, Mr. Radio.
Hi, Eric Corley.
How are you?
Great. Did you see my article in Newsday about me?
Yes, in fact, we all saw the article in Newsday. It was a full-page article. It was pretty incredible.
I'm incredible. Plus, I was on WBAB Bob Buxman's morning show.
Well, now, I imagine that pales in comparison to being on Brain Damage.
Also, I was almost thrown off Alan Combs' broadcast.
Eric? We're in the middle of talking to somebody now.
Okay, hold on.
I was almost thrown off the Alan Combs show on WNBC. But anyway, first of all, everybody out there in radio territory, I want you to call WCTO now at 516-423-6729. Call them right now and tell them to hire Mr. Radio. That's area code 516-423-6729.
Well, Mr. Radio, if I could just break in for a second, it is 11:11 on a Saturday night. I don't think many people who would make a decision are at WCTO.
I know.
Probably just the studio engineer.
I know, but it'll probably be the engineer. Then the engineer tells management. So everybody barrage WCTO right now with phone calls. Tell him to hire Mr. Radio.
Mr. Radio?
Who's that?
This is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Okay. We have a performance. It's really due. If we don't get it now...
All right, let's do it. What are they going to do?
Okay, let's go for it then. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay, you girls ready? Hey, ready?
Okay, here we go. Okay?
Go ahead.
Just hang on.
This is definitely unique. A radio first on brain damage.
This is great.
Hurry
up. Hurry up.
326901.
Eric Corley has...
Chilling on a line with UXV, because they say their song so deviously. There's Eric and Pete on the mic, talking and chilling, because they stopped on the night. Come on, y'all, listen to this jam, because we're on 34, and we got to tell you who we am. Bunny, Keisha, Crazy, and Sparkle. All right.
Black is beautiful. 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 I love rap records. Super.
Are these ladies wonderful?
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
All right. They're thanking you a lot. Everybody, you guys are really good. Thanks a lot.
That record's ready for the Lister U and Lowe show next Saturday. I'll tell you. Eric Corley.
Well, Pete, make sure you thank those people for me, too.
Eric Corley.
Mr. Radio.
How you been?
I've been okay, I guess.
All right. So where are you exactly right now?
Right now I'm standing in the Long Island Railroad section of Penn Station.
All right. Get me a girl to talk to. Give me the girl to talk to.
I don't think you're going to talk to any people around here. They're all in a pretty sullen... Everyone's in a sullen mood here.
Hello?
Hello?
What did Mr. Radio say about that? He didn't like that?
No, I did. I did.
You did?
Was that a girl?
It was four high school girls.
Oh, I like high school girls.
Well, we know you do.
Hey, you hippie in the 70s, Eric Corley. Let's take another phone call.
Well, I think we're pretty much stretched to our capacity here. We have already three people on the phone line at the same time.
And, Eric, let me interject. We have three people waiting to get on.
Call Mr. Radio Man and take another phone call.
Nick, what do you have to say?
We have three more people waiting to get on here. So, Eric, it's your call.
We're going to have to go to some more phone calls.
Put them on.
We can't put them on with you at the same time.
Wait, hold on. Before I go, everybody call WCTO. The number is 423-6729. 423-6729. Call WCTO right now.
Cut him off
now. Mr. Radio Man. I'm taking over the show. Bye-bye, brother Nick.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be good.
Bye-bye.
All right.
What did you think of that, man?
I thought that was very good. Very good. Incredible for a spur of the moment like that.
Oh, my God. It's live radio. It's amazing. And
okay, now, Pete, I have to ask you a favor.
What?
We must go to the phone calls now, and there's entirely too much noise coming from your area as far as people talking in the background. So if you can just let us go to the phones and talk to the phone callers.
Okay, I'm going to do that now, Eric.
Let's do it.
Wait.
Okay, we're doing that here. Keep getting them on the air.
Hello?
Do we have a caller?
I believe we do.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Rock.
Huh?
Who is this?
Are you calling the radio station?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be on the air?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Penn, 7.
Nick, maybe you can understand the language at first.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
See if they have anything to say.
Ma'am or sir, do you have anything that you'd like to talk about on the Brain Damage show?
No, I thought it was a gag. The boys were pulling. It's all right. I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
We've got more, Eric, if you want to try again.
Okay, go to the rest of 632-6901 is our phone number, area code 516.
Watch out, you're in a puddle of water.
Okay, here we go.
We got people outside, we got people inside in New York City and over at Stony Brook.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's just too much. We have so much action going on.
Taking calls.
There you go, you're on the air.
You have a call right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Hi, it's Andrew Goldberger again.
Yes, what's my name for you?
Mr. Radio was talking about rap. That's what I'd like to talk about.
Make it quick, you've already been on.
I think rap is the greatest kind of music there ever was. It has freedom of speech. It shows about everyday life.
Okay, well, thanks for telling us that.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to go to some more calls here.
Can you put like five on again?
We can't put that many on. We're kind of at our limit here.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling,
man. All right, thanks. Bye.
Oh, Eric, this is joyous.
Yeah, 632-6901.
Okay, here we go. We'll do it again here.
Do we have a bingo yet?
Yes, we got it.
We have a bingo?
A bingo?
Bingo on the phone.
Oh, that's incredible.
I don't know what a bingo is, but we'll get another caller right now. You're on the air.
Okay. Who's there?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Eric, I think she hung up.
Okay, go to the next call then.
Okay.
632-6901.
Hello?
Okay, hang on. We're going to put you right on the air.
All right.
And you're on the air.
What's up?
Who's this?
This is Rick calling from Comac, dude.
Comac?
Yep.
Oh, well, how's it going in Comac today?
Pretty cool.
And what's on your mind?
This program is really damaging my brain here. It's cool.
Did you hear that, Eric?
That's not every time I'm hearing this person.
He said that the show is damaging his brain.
Is it what?
The show is damaging his brain.
Ah, well, then we're fulfilling our purpose. The program is brain damage, after all.
Yep. I used to live in Brooklyn when I was younger.
You used to live in Brooklyn?
Yep.
And now you don't?
Nope. There's always gonna be like a piece of my heart in Brooklyn, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So what are you doing out in New York City tonight?
We're just kind of hanging around, talking to people on the street, talking to people in Penn Station, and talking to people on Long Island, too.
Yeah.
Kind of mixing it all together, you know, bringing the people of the region together is what we're doing.
You guys hold on for a sec?
I'm having a great deal of trouble hearing this person.
He wants us to hold on for a sec. Do you want me to drop him and go to the next caller, Eric?
Well, find out if he has anything more to say. If not, then we'll go to the next caller.
Okay, sir, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything or, you know, give any messages to any of the people in NYC?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people in NYC. I used to go there, like, every weekend. There's a lot of cool people out there, you know?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I think USB is doing a pretty good job, like, getting better and better every day.
Great.
You know? All right, so just call up to say hello.
Okay.
And, check the show out.
Great.
So stay cool, dude.
Okay, take care.
Later.
Eric, we're going to go to another one.
Okay.
We are just getting bombarded with phone calls. Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Nick, it's Tracy.
Tracy, you're on the air, Trace.
Is Pete around?
Pete is Pete is in New York City. You can talk to him right now.
He's the one I want to talk to.
Pete Kang, are you out there?
We're on the air. This person knows we're on the air.
You, Tracy, you know you're on the air, Trace.
Yeah, I know. Is Pete there?
Yes, Pete is waiting to get Pete's attention.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Pete. It's Robert. Put Pete on, please.
Rob, it's Tracy.
Put Pete on. He has a caller that wants to speak to him.
Okay, Pete, you got a caller. Hello?
Pete, it's Tracy. Huh? It's Tracy.
Oh, God, not again.
I told you I couldn't live without you.
Are you on the radio now?
Yeah.
What do you want, Tracy?
Nothing. I just called to say hi because I missed you today.
Well, that's very nice, Tracy. I appreciate that. I miss you too.
Well, I'm glad we got that out in the open.
I can feel Pete blushing from here.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody miss me? That's all I want to know.
Warmth and emotion coming out over the airways. It's amazing. We've had live entertainment. We've had truck shows. We've had everything. Life, death.
Okay, and power surge.
Yeah. We're going to have to ask you to hang up now because you folks are making so much noise we can barely hear the callers. And we just want to take a few more calls before we call.
Are we doing you wrong, Eric? Have we done something wrong?
No, you guys have done a tremendous job up there on the street.
Eric, I don't know about this. I mean, I think that we were carrying the show for that whole time.
Well, the thing is that you're on the street, and in fact, there's a whole bunch of chanting people coming towards me now. You folks are on the street where there's an awful lot of noise, and we just are having a lot of trouble hearing the callers.
Okay, we understand that, and we're sorry if we caused any trouble. We'll just go get drunk now. We're really sorry for
having you. Well, I believe that's what you want to do. So if you want to come down here to Penn Station, feel free.
Okay, well, let me let Rob say goodbye to all the listeners out there. Listeners, we're really happy that we got this chance, and we're sorry that we did so bad that Eric wanted to boot us off the air. But remember,
well, these things happen, you know.
Here's Rob.
Hello, Eric.
Whoa.
What's been the executive decision on our status over here on 34th and 7th?
Well, the thing is, we keep hearing all this noise from conversations going on there on the street, and we can't hear the conversations we're trying to have over the phone. So,
I thought that was the whole point.
Well, we about to have three conversations going on at the same time.
Hi, Rob.
Is that Tracy?
Yeah.
That's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. You should have come. You missed. Anyway, okay, we'll get out of here. We'll just, like, fade away into the woodwork, like, into the subway, like, third rail. We'll go touch it.
We'll appreciate that.
Okay, maybe we should leave the phone up while we go touch that third rail. You won't have too much guilt on your conscience. Don't worry about it.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Toodles. Bye-bye.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, Eric. I think Tracy's still on the line. Tracy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So okay, well, Pete and Rob are now gone.
All right, well,
I think we can hear each other a lot better now.
See ya.
Nick?
Yes, Trace?
Call me later.
Okay. I love these personal messages on brain damage on 90.1. Trace, you got it, sweetheart.
Do you want me to call you there?
Well, at this point, I don't know. I'll give you a ring after my show. Is that too late?
No, that's fine.
Okay, great.
Bye.
I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
My God, Eric.
Yes.
We got another phone call.
You have more phone calls?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, let's go to this.
My goodness.
I mean,
oh, I love personal messages on WUSB. It's very, very helpful, and you gotta love it. Okay, as we hit buttons. Hello, you're on the air talking to Eric Crawley on brain damage. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Huh?
Who's that? Who's this?
Who's this?
Oh, you called us, didn't you?
Who's this?
You're on the air, ma'am.
Who's this? Huh?
Hello, you're on the air. This is Eric Corley and Nick Capozzi on Brain Damage. You're live on the air.
What?
Eric?
That's just your wisdom.
Yes.
Sure, fuck you, man.
I guess they're gone.
Ah, see you tomorrow.
Are they gone?
I think so.
My goodness.
Okay, well, we can thank the phone system for that.
Yeah, really. That was great. Eric, how's it going over there?
Thanks, Tommy. You're not picking up the phone. How are we getting people in on the line here?
Yeah.
I don't know. Perhaps that's the line where Pete Kang and Rob Franza were. I don't know.
They should have hung up. Who's on the line now? Is anyone else there?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Bruce Lee.
Okay. Nick, you want to lose these people too?
Sure. I think they're gone.
Okay. Is anyone else left?
Uh-huh.
Who's this?
What the heck is going on here?
I don't know.
Let's try it again, Eric. I'm doing what we were supposed to do.
Why don't we go into some music here, reorganize ourselves? We'll come back in a few minutes.
That sounds... I think he went.
Okay. Is anyone else there? No one else.
No one else. That's great.
Okay. This is a horrible phone system. I think we'll agree on that. 632-6901 is our phone number. Do you have any more phone calls?
Yes, we do.
Okay. We're going to put Susan on the line now.
Okay.
She's going to take the next phone call.
Hello? Yes. So do I. I don't know what that is. Hello? Hello?
Yo.
We got people making phone calls, Eric. It's totally, it's like the phone system has brain damage.
2-5.
Interesting. You're going to have to hang up and call us back.
Okay. You got it. Okay. My God, it's getting out of hand there, kids. We'll take care of some public service announcements and give us a chance to regroup, and we'll get back to Eric Crawley in a moment.
You're not alone. When you're feeling down and there's no one.
This is John Connolly inviting you to join with us every Monday night for the John Connolly Show at 11 p.m. as we explore the latest psychological, parapsychological, and metaphysical phenomena. You're invited to call in for personal psychic, tarot, and astrological readings, and to consult with our expert psychics, psychologists, and healers. That's the John Connolly Show every Monday night at 11 p.m. right here on WUSB-FM.
Lack of organization I've been hearing in the last few minutes. Between the phones and between the people, it's just been an incredible job getting everybody together here. Right now, I'm still down here at 10th Station watching the flashing indicator on the train schedule, which really is a lot more exciting than it sounds like. People here are gazing intently at the screen as if there's nothing else in the world that matters to them, and in most cases, there probably isn't. 10th Station, I chose 10th Station to come down to do the show tonight because it's such a strange place when you think of it. When you walk through here, you see so many people who don't have any place to go, and you see so many people that are completely oblivious to that fact. Commuters and concert goers that just, you know, walk by everything and get on their train and forget about what they're seeing. There's a lot of different worlds here, and you can see it all going by if you stand in the payphone for 2 hours, which is exactly what I've been doing.
It, especially in Penn Station, there's such a cross section. I mean, you got people who are commuting to work, although at this time not very unlikely.
Well, you got the late workers, you know, they're going home after doing some overtime.
So you got the late workers, you got the less fortunate people, as it were. I think they were called bums by that youngster before.
Alleged bums, yes.
Alleged bums who probably hasn't missed a meal in his life, but that's neither here or there. But it is an amazing place to be hanging on the phone for 2 hours, Eric. I tip my hat to you.
I've gotten quite a few interesting stares from people, too. But that's beside the point. There are a lot of policemen around, too, doing all kinds of things, walking back and forth, and occasionally, as I mentioned before, prodding the homeless people up out of their chairs. Well, I guess they're not their chairs. That's why they're prodding them up out of them. This is a call-in program. We are on the air until midnight with brain damage. We're usually in the studio, but... Well, we had a choice, either not do the show this week because we were all in the city, or do the show doing it this way somehow, and I guess we sort of did it this way somehow. Wouldn't you say, Nick?
It's a pastiche of slapping together a show.
Nick, I must give you a lot of credit for helping to organize this from the studio, and plus you're going to be on the air after this show with Lobotomy, I believe, for 2.5 hours.
After Brain Damage is Lobotomy, although we'll play a little bit of music. We might track some kind of album just to get organized here because of the vast amount of responsibilities. And speaking of responsibilities, Eric, we do have 4 phone callers waiting. Would you like me to put one on for
you? I think maybe we should send our people away more often because I can't recall ever getting so many phone calls when we were there.
It's that city vibe is the only thing I can think of.
We do have 4 phone calls. We have room for more, I think, if more people want to call 632-6901. Let's try to get to them. And,
okay.
Nick, take it away with the magic phone.
Okay. As I just press my fingers on some of these magic numbers here, and it's just too much work. Hello, you're on the air with Brain Damage.
How you doing, Nick?
Okay.
I'm here at Stony Brook, and I'm listening to Brain Damage for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get an idea what it's all about. Actually, I had some contact with the station before, because I called in to see if the station might be interested in getting a representative from Physicians for Social Responsibility to speak on what's going on with the nuclear arms race now that we signed that treaty. And I wanted to know, throw that idea out, see what kind of response you get.
Well, no, this is Eric in the city. I'd like to say for people who are interested in that kind of thing, simply send in a proposal to the program director as to what you want to do, and we'll be happy to look into it. We're certainly the kind of station that would take an interest in Physicians for Social Responsibility. I believe we've done things in the past with that group. I'm not certain, though. But what is it primarily that you're involved in right now?
Well, actually, I spoke to the station director, and the idea was to get a representative from the organization to talk about what's going on with the arms race and the fact that the treaty was just signed represents only an infinitesimal amount of the weapons that are out there, and the fact that it's just a drop in the bucket, and what we can do from here. And actually, with this phone link up, we also had an idea of trying to get some representatives from possibly the Soviet embassy to answer some questions. And the program director seemed pretty interested in the idea. I just haven't gotten a response, actually, in a couple of weeks. And now I'm listening to the program for the first time, so I thought I'd throw the idea out, see if you get any response from your audience out there.
It sounds great to me. Get in contact with a couple of more people at the radio station, and I'm sure, you know, we can get something on the air. As far as, you know, covering speeches or any kind of demonstrations that you might have, let us know what's going on. And that goes for any group that's out there that's interested in this kind of thing.
The basic aim was public awareness. We want to just increase public awareness, take some, you know, calls, questions, things like that. Okay, so, you know, if anybody out there is listening, and they can call and respond to that idea, see what we get.
Do you have an address for Physicians for Social Responsibility?
I do, but I don't have it here. I will get in touch with the program director and give that information to him.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Vic?
Yeah.
Hello, Vic.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Eric.
Is anyone there?
Yes, Eric, can you hear me? Eric, you can't hear me, can you? Can you hear me, Eric? I am here.
Yes, I can. I heard silence there for a while.
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. Susan wants to take a call now.
Okay, great. Okay, so as we, once again, press our magic buttons here. Doesn't that sound good? Hello, you're on the air with Sue DeVue today on WUSB Brain Damage.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah. Hi, you gotta speak up. We can hardly hear you.
Hey, hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
What would you like to say?
Hey, this is Al.
It's Al.
Richard, I called two weeks ago.
Yeah?
What are you guys doing in New York?
What are they doing in New York? Well, Sue, can you answer that question?
Well, we're here at a convention, it's Intercollegiate Broadcasting Society System.
Something like that.
Something like that, convention in the city. And that's where all these college radio stations from, I think, all over the east half of the country, get together and talk radio. It's pretty interesting.
Wow. How'd you get all those people to call up?
Well, we thought it'd be cool to do a show from the city, maybe even, like, try to get the flavor of the city into the USB studios for a night.
Why, they can't get that.
He wants to know.
I can hardly hear you.
He wants to know that the radio station can't, you know, come into New York City. No, it's very difficult to get USB in New York City. You can get it, though, as you go upstate if you got a good night.
Oh.
Fascinating, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Like, if you want that idea.
Susan says she cannot hear a thing, so I am taking over.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't hear a thing either.
Okay, Eric, I'll try to...
I'm sorry. Nick, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear anything?
I can hear him. I can try to interpret for you.
Okay, try to translate for us.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? If you, like, run out of ideas for the program, you guys should, like, go on dope and then come here and broadcast it and show people how it is, you know, how bad it is, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Eric.
Yes, Nick, can you convey that to me?
I believe he was, I hope...
Rick?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is that what he meant?
I'm switching the tape here. My God, I wish I was an octopus.
Oh, that's right. Our phone system, you cannot hear it unless you have headphones on.
I had to switch the tape for your listening pleasure later on in the evening or perhaps tomorrow, Eric.
What I was saying was that we haven't done things like that, but other stations have done things where they've gotten drunk
yes.
The air to prove that they cannot drive after a certain number of drinks. That
yes.
Might have been what he was referring to, which
right.
has been done.
I believe if he was serious, that's what he... But I'm really not sure if he was serious, but I figured why toy with the FCC?
Yeah, well, I've always believed in not harassing the FCC, or anyone for that matter. 632-6901 is our telephone number. We have calls, Nick?
Yes, we do. We got one other one coming up here.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, it's just constant activity. Hello, you're on the air with Eric Corolli on Brain Damage.
Hello, talk a little louder, please.
Hello? Hello?
Sounds like we're hearing something.
Once again, someone playing something over the air, Eric.
Yeah. Well, no, we appreciate the gesture of people playing things over the air, but the problem with that is that going over the telephone lines and everything, we often lose what it is they're saying.
Yes.
And, really, folks, it's our job to play the things over the air. You know, we're the ones with the records, we're the ones with the tapes. But thanks for trying anyway. That reminds me of something that I learned at this convention, which I guess is something that is relevant.
Uh-huh.
First thing that was talked about tonight that's relevant is the convention that we're all at here this weekend.
Uh-huh.
One thing that I saw for the very first time was a digital audio tape machine, a DAT machine.
Excellent.
And these things are incredible. They really are. The cassettes themselves are slightly bigger than micro cassettes. I don't know if you've ever seen a micro cassette.
Sure, sure.
They're very tiny. And these cassettes are just a little bit bigger than that. They slide into the machine, at least the machine that I saw, they slide into about the same way that a VCR tape slides in. The tapes themselves, they kind of resemble 3-inch discs for computers with mechanisms that slide over to protect the tape. Now, I actually saw these things in operation, and you can queue up tapes and play the first track and then the fourth track and then the third track just like on a compact disc.
Great.
And the amount of time that it takes to get from one part of the tape to the other is rather fast, incredibly fast, in fact. The advantage, the thing that was a real revelation to me, is the fact that new musicians are finding this to be a tremendous advantage to them.
Uh-huh.
You've been led to believe that digital audio tape would mean nothing but bad things to musicians because everybody would be copying their albums
uh-huh.
and not paying for them. But what I learned here this weekend is that new musicians will be able to put out things so much easier simply because they won't have to go through the expensive process of making a compact disc. All they'll have to do is record from master tape onto a digital audio tape. They'll be able to do that incredibly fast and much cheaper than putting out a compact disc. And I really think the result will be a lot more music, a lot more access to the recording industry for new musicians. And I think we'll be seeing digital audio tapes on the market probably within a month, and it's going to be great.
And I would also hope, although this is probably never going to happen, that the record companies don't put any kind of elaborate packaging with this to jack the price up even more than it will be in the beginning. CDs, if you remember, when they first were pressed, were like $40 and $50 for CDs, but now it's a little bit more. All that elaborate packaging with a CD, you don't need that. It's very cheap, and hopefully they won't do that with the DATs.
Well, now, from what the gentleman I spoke to who was showing this machine and demonstrating everything, what he said was that tapes, cassette tapes are now available, or at least he could get them for about $8 for, I believe, a 2-hour tape.
That's great.
It's much better than I thought it would be. I thought it would be closer to 30, but he's saying that they're selling them in the, I guess it's kind of the black market now, for those kind of prices. So that's indicative of what we'll be seeing in the future. And things are becoming available. The cassette tapes, tape recorders themselves, should be hitting the market real soon. And he does not believe, and I'm sorry not to believe, that there ever will be any kind of copy encryption built into the machines
uh-huh.
As the record industry was trying to get the manufacturers to install,
uh-huh.
Simply because it would defeat the whole purpose of the DAT player. So it appears that we will be seeing soon digital audio tapes, just like they've had in Japan for a while, that we can record digital audio from compact discs and from other DATs. And we'll be seeing that real soon, within a month, maybe 2 months.
And that means that Frank Burgett, our chief engineer here, may have to install some new equipment for DAT broadcasting.
Yeah, well, hopefully it opens up so much. We can do so much with that kind of equipment. And you can program things. The person was showing me how you can program where a certain track begins and where a certain track ends. You define it yourself.
That's great.
You can say, if you want to, for some crazy reason, you could say that a track begins in the middle of a song, if that's where you deem it begins. So you program it yourself. And the machine that I saw that was capable of doing all of this right now sells for $1,000, which means it's going to come down.
Sure.
And that's a top-of-the-line machine.
And,
so you're going to see portable DAT players. What it's going to boil down to is the fact that we've reached the top. I don't see how we can get any better as far as recreating sound and making it easy for everybody.
And the big question, what will become of vinyl?
Well, I don't know about vinyl. Vinyl is dying out as a result of compact discs. The one problem I have with compact discs was it seemed to not favor the new emerging artists on independent record labels.
Uh-huh.
Digital audio tape seems to be favoring those kind of people. So if digital audio tape can make up for what compact discs have done, I don't think we'll need vinyl anymore.
I would suggest people hang on to their albums. They could be, by the time that you and I are 80 and 90, God willing, LPs will be a relic.
Well, I think people will look on LPs kind of the way they look on 78s now.
Uh-huh.
Lying around for quite a while to come. But I just can't see. I mean, compare the size. They're so bulky. And they warp, they scratch, they get dusty and dirty.
Sure.
They just do not recreate the sound the way compact discs do. Same thing with cassette tapes. We were talking about this before. If a digital audio tape gets worn out, obviously, it's no good anymore. But if you sense that a digital audio tape is going to become worn out, or if you just want to prevent it from doing that, you make a copy.
Sure.
Digital copy, it's going to be perfect.
It sounds good. And knowing the infallibility of human beings, I have seen a digital audio tape. I guarantee you there'll be lots of people finding DATs in their travels.
Uh-huh.
With
I'm sure we will be having some digital audio tape machines to play with on the air, so we can show how this new technology is emerging. It's really incredible how fast things are moving, and both in the computer world and the recording industry, telecommunications, it's all moving so fast that it's hard for the average person to keep up with it.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, with some exceptions like our brand new phone system, things work out to the advantage of people. And
yes.
They generally help out more than they hurt.
Eric, we do have time for one more call, and there is one more call on the line. It's your call.
Okay.
Do we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. This will probably be the last call, but we'll give it a shot. Once again, the beeps for you
Hello?
People. Yes, you want to talk on the air, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, you are on the air with Eric Corley on Brain Damage.
Eric.
Hello.
What's going on? You were just talking about DATs.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, well, I remember like when compact discs first came out, they were like so much money. Remember?
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little bit?
Remember when compact discs first came out?
He's talking about the prices of CDs when they first came out.
Yeah, they're quite high. I believe they're about $50 each.
Yeah, but do you really think that vinyl will, like, die out? Because I've been buying vinyl, like, all my life, you know. Everything.
Well, you may not find the things on vinyl, just like you won't find what's on 78 on 33 and a third. There's certain things that will never be put on CD. So in that way, it's a good idea to buy things that are only on vinyl. But as far as listening to the new music and things that are on compact discs, why not buy a CD? I mean, it sounds so much better. The prices are coming down. I was in record stores this weekend where the prices of CDs were about $8.99, and that's coming down quite a bit over the last couple of years. They're easier to handle. They're easier to use. They sound better. It doesn't seem like LPs are going to be around much longer as a viable source of music simply because of all those facts.
Yeah, I have a couple of CDs, you know, I have my own player, I mean, like, and a lot of people that I know just started to get them because it's, like, just perfect sound. I mean, nothing can screw it up. I mean, like, when you have a record, you know, it gets dirty and you can scratch it. Plus, I mean, the needle might break, but, like, with the CD, you got the laser, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. You know when DATs are
going to
be available?
The person I spoke to this weekend said that they'll be out as soon as a month from now, he thought. It's going to be sometime this year for sure. I mean, I don't think they can postpone it any longer. These things are out in Japan. They've been out for a while, and if you look around, you'll start seeing them popping up in people's houses and in various radio stations. So they can't postpone it any longer. They're going to be here, and they're going to be here soon. And it's going to be a revolution as far as how we do things. That's why you're seeing the delay, because the recording industry is afraid of such a revolution, but I really doubt that it will bring harm to the recording industry. Their profits are up incredibly. Cassettes haven't affected them, so I don't think this will affect them as much. If you want an album, you'll want to buy the album. You'll want to have the record cover to look at and the list of songs and the lyrics and all that kind of thing. So you won't settle for a tape, but I think the tape will kind of whet your appetite for the record.
Yeah, did you ever see the movie
A
Clockwork Orange?
Clockwork Orange, yes. I believe they had microcassettes in there.
Yeah, there was a part, I mean, like, it was really in the future, but it goes to show, I mean, like, I listen to, like, all the, like the metal, like, I'm, like, a Power Search freak, but I still believe that in the future, like, things like Beethoven and maybe even Led Zeppelin will still be around, you know what I mean? Like, things like, this certain kind of music that lasts, and, like, this, like, 15-year-old kid is listening to Beethoven, except what he had, it looked just, it popped right in, and when I, you started talking about DATs, that's what I thought about.
Uh-huh. One interesting thing about, both digital audio tapes and microcassettes, I don't know who decides these things, but you'll notice that regular cassettes move counterclockwise. Microcassettes and DATs, for some reason, move clockwise. I don't know why they move in a different direction or who decides how they do these things, but it's an interesting fact. Maybe if somebody knows that, they can contact us and tell us if there's some sort of board of directors that decides which way the wheels will move.
I think it's the tape god Maxell.
Excuse me?
I think it's the tape god Maxell.
Maxell, you think?
Maxell the tape god. I don't know. I don't know why they do that either. That's an interesting point, though.
Yeah.
So, Eric.
Yes.
How long has this brain damage thing been on, anyway?
Brain damage has been on the air for, how long has it been, Nick? It's been about 2 months now?
Yes, I would say you've done anywhere between 6 and 8 shows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we try to do different things, and of course, this is no exception, broadcasting live from New York City. At one time, Nick, we had so many people on, we didn't know what to do with them all.
It was
we had some rappers in the street upstairs on 34th Street.
Pete Kang's listening, 15-year-old girls.
15-year-old girls. We had people coming out of a monster truck, whatever they do with monster trucks here. We had about 10,000 people crowding around me here in the lobby. People getting arrested, people getting into fights, yelling and screaming. It's typical New York. And, of course, we had you, our callers. We had Nick back at the studio and some people dropping in on us here. It's been quite a night.
Yeah,
we don't usually do things like this.
Eric.
Yeah.
You know, like any punks walking around, like hardcore maniacs?
Excuse me?
Like spike hair dudes and...
I don't see any punks walking around. I do see a cop. I don't want to talk too loudly, but I do see a policeman who is walking by. He looks very upset, and he has his nightstick out, and he's walking rapidly in the direction of kind of the mall, we call it, where there's a whole bunch of stores.
Eric, I think there's a city ordinance. You're only allowed to use the phone for an hour and a half.
Well, he might be looking for me. That's true. It's possible.
Oh, Eric.
Yes.
Was the cop black or white?
The cop was white. I don't think that makes a difference. But,
no, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no, he is a white dude, you might call him.
Yeah.
But it seems to be integrated as far as the police force around here. Although it's not, I've seen no female police. And as I mentioned before, that's one thing that the Guardian Angels have that the police don't have, is what seems to be full integration.
Any hot women walking around?
Excuse me?
Any hot women?
Any hot women? Well, as I look here, I don't see any women at all, so I guess the answer to that is no, but...
Sue was there before.
Well, I'm sure some attractive people have walked by.
Any tight skirts?
Excuse me?
Any tight skirts?
Perhaps we can talk. Oh, they are arresting somebody here. Let me give a report here. Two cops are dragging this man away. They're dragging him towards me now. There's a third cop, and he is putting up a struggle. They're dragging him. They're saying things like, "We asked you very nicely, and apparently he didn't do what they told him to," so they're taking him away. It's incredible, you know. You can stand out in the street in the middle of Manhattan and not see anybody get arrested. I've stood here for 2 hours tonight. That's the third person I've seen get arrested. I don't know what's going on here.
That's the beauty of New York City, you know. It's just like, it's wild. That's why people go there. That's like, it's like USA's, you know, prime time, you know?
Excuse me?
It's like USA's prime time. People go there and just have fun, you know?
Yeah, well, that seems to be what they're doing. Now, in the distance, there's a group of policemen that are gathered around what look like children, and we don't know quite what's happening here. Maybe that man was bothering the children or something. They are now taking the children with them. The policeman is coming towards us now. He's got two shopping bags in his left hand and a child in his right hand, and he's being followed by a crowd of people. This is very strange. I don't know what's going on here, but it's exactly the kind of thing you see all the time. Something bizarre is going on, but we won't be able to find out what it is tonight, obviously, because we do have to go off the air momentarily, right, Nick?
Just about. We got 6 minutes, Eric.
Do we have any more phone calls coming in?
No, we do not.
Okay, well, I think this is an appropriate time to call it at night.
All right, dude.
Thanks for calling.
All right, I'll talk to you next week, then.
Okay.
All right, see you later, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Later, Pete.
We will be on next week with brain damage. I assume I'll be in the studio next week. I don't plan on going anywhere. We may have some guests. We'll certainly take some phone calls and talk about current events in the news and new developments in technology and just what's been going on with our lives. That's what it is. Freeform Talk Radio here on 90.1 FM. Brain damage on your radio from 10 to 12 every Saturday night. Nick Capozzi, I have to give you a huge barrel of thanks here for putting up with this phone system and managing to somehow tie us all together from New York City to California to Long Island.
It was
it's something incredible what happened here tonight.
It was so 80s. It had that 80s feel with the California phone call especially.
Yeah.
I gave it my best shot. I would have liked in the beginning to get Ken Corsello on, but...
Well, you know, in a way, in retrospect, I think it's probably to our advantage that we didn't tie in as many people as we originally wanted to, because you saw the problems we had tying in just two groups of people. We had a lot of noise, and we had to eventually disconnect because of that.
And
if we had four people, it would have been... I don't think anybody would have been able to hear anything.
It would have been... It wouldn't have been brain damage. It would have been shock treatment, I think.
It would have been, which might have been appropriate to some people. Oh, and there go the commuters to the Babylon train. The Babylon track has just been announced, and about half the people standing here have left.
Now, Eric, what's the scoop now? Is there another day of the IBS? Is there another day? Are you tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the last day of IBS, the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Convention here in New York City. There are a couple of panels, people talking about non-commercial radio, everything from underwriting to non-commercial news to music. They just talk about what non-commercial radio is all about. There's so many non-commercial radio stations in the country. I like to say to the listeners, if they're listening to us, check out some other non-commercial stations too. See what they're up to, because non-commercial radio is really a powerful force in the country. We're lucky we have it. And we should know what's around, what's available. There are several stations available in the area, and we'd like to know what they're up to, too. So if you hear another station do something interesting, give us a call. Tell us about it. You know, non-commercial radio is different from commercial radio. We don't compete. We learn, we're creative, and we do experimental things like we did tonight.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's radio. That's real radio in my life. But anyway, I want to thank you all again, and... I guess we'll be back next week.
See you later.
Okay, the call is still there. Thank you.
Oh, he's still on. Okay, Eric.
Well, he's still there.
Okay, Eric, you're out of here now?
Yes, I guess that's it for me. I'm going to hang up the phone. I've been invited to a bar, so I'm going to go over there and sort of...
Great.
Contemplate my fate now, I guess.
Eric.
Yes.
Drink it up, dude.
Thank you.
I was going to say, be careful.
Don't drink and drive, though, you know.
Okay.
And Eric...
Nick.
Yes, for God's sakes, keep an eye on Matt Mankiewicz. The guy is an animal when he gets into a bar.
He certainly is. In fact, a lot of the people here are animals when you look at them. When you put them in a situation where they can just sort of roam around for a little bit, you'd be surprised.
I hear you.
Some of the station people that just act completely crazy.
It's insane. Yeah. Eric?
Anyway, Nick, you've got a show coming up now.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear some great music and all kinds of more fun things throughout the night.
More or less. It's a tough act to follow, but we'll give it a best shot.
Okay.
Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll leave the tapes on the board.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you have it. My God, what a night and what an explosion of experimental radio. Eric Corley calling us up from New York City Penn Station. Yeah, the mecca, the heart of New York City, along with Pete Kang and Rob Franz are calling us down between, I believe, 34th Street down 7th Avenue. I think that's where they were. We had Ken Corsello downtown in the Village, and we tried to get him on, but there was just too much noise. It sounded, as I said before, it was like he was at a Jesus and Mary chain, show. And Sue DeVoo today, I'd like to thank her for walking all over New York City. Matt Mankiewicz for getting on for 20 seconds, and everyone else who called. And we got some stuff to take care of. We got the brain damage outro, which is really cool. We got some concert billboard things coming up. And we're going to start the show, because this way it'll give me some time to get ready. We're going to do a little dedication to Memphis Slim, who passed away on Friday night. Memphis Slim, one of the great blues men of our time, and a very big influence on rock and roll. So I'll be back with you in about a half hour. Sit back, get some iced tea, and get ready for... What follows brain damage? Lobotomy on 90.1. You are tuned to WUSB Stony Brook.